Rump steak. Purged aubergine.
Yes.
Egg. Frittata. Ah, trick question. That's an asthmatic rattlesnake. Okay. Vinyl.
What's cooking on 95BFM?
That's what I like to hear.
Indeed, it's that time of the week. Sorry, mate, I just turned the mic on. We do, this is where we kind of, John and I can sort of take a step back and let a guest selector run us through some situations. And we've got Mr. Daniel Coe in studio. Is that how we say your last name, by the way?
Yeah, that's the one, mate.
Sweet, sweet. And how would we describe yourself? Kind of like a local curator of events?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah?
Like a space curator and a vibe architect, if you would.
Right on, like right that. On. Yeah. Vibe architect, I really like, actually. Maybe make that a sticker of some sort.
Yeah.
And you've got the groove sessions kicking off tomorrow, happening down at the Anthology Lounge.
I've never been to the Anthology Lounge. It's on my list.
It's on K Road, 375 K Road.
Everyone's telling me I need to get along.
Yeah, it's a new, relatively new music venue that's popped up in Auckland, which is what Auckland needs, I think, at the moment. Mm. I've been running the groove sessions for a while now. Run them under a name called Mellow Tact. It's what all the music and events are run under.
Nice.
These groove sessions are kind of, it's a platform for like local artists to come showcase their thing, show people what they're doing. Mostly music based, but kind of starting to expand. And
you're saying there's visual stuff happening?
Yeah.
There's art?
Yeah, so
there's a goddamn hat maker. You've got a hat exhibition basically happening there from Makadora Hats. Is that how we say that? I think that's how we say that. I implore everyone to go to the Facebook page and check them out. They are really plush looking hats. And you're saying she's one of the only people making hats, like as like a thing.
Yeah, so
not many people are actually in the hat game, John. Did you know that?
Yeah, there's lots of hat shops around Auckland. But I do believe she is the only one in Auckland making the hats.
And she's going to have them all set up so we can actually check out the process. Is that the vibe?
Yeah. Yeah. Nice. So we're going to do a little exhibition, set up a bunch of cool hats she's made, and she's going to run people through like how she makes them in the process and what goes into making a hat, because to be honest, I've got no idea. I'm going to learn tomorrow.
And the rad vibe is you will be spinning some songs, and a couple of musicians will be playing instruments along with the jams, which I really, really like this concept. I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, that's what the groove sessions are kind of about. It's like taking that live energy you get from live bands and live musicians and putting it into a DJ set format. Yeah. So, you know, you can take people on a nice 2-3 hour journey with a DJ set and not have kind of breaks in it that you get from a live band, you know.
And the musicians kind of drop in and drop out as they please.
Yeah.
Very nice. Shall we, let's give everyone an immediate vibe of the situation. You've got a few tunes that you've kind of teed up for us. I see on the first on the list, do you want to kick off with the Buzu Bajo?
Yeah, man, let's kick off with that. Sweet. Bit of Joe Dookie from Fat Freddy's on the vocals.
Stop thinking of things to do. Steal a moment, take a few.
Sit back and enjoy the view. You got to learn how to lose control. Time for a change to free. I give you love like you gave to me. Well, in your mind you say ready, but in your heart you say take it slow. I just want you to know how much you mean, so stop thinking of things to do, steal a moment, take a few, sit back and enjoy the view. You got to learn how to lose control, time for a change to free. I give you love like you gave to me. Well, in your mind you say ready, but in your heart you say take it slow. Me say your loving got a hold on me, girl. Me say your love got a hold on me. Me say your loving got a hold on me, girl. I say love is like a candy on a shelf. So if you wanna see, come and help yourself. I say love is like a candy, on a shelf. So if you wanna see, come and help yourself. Because your loving got a hold on me. Me say your loving got a hold on me, girl. Me say your love got a hold on me. I say your loving got a hold on me. Not another, baby, you may change, but I will never. I love you, little girl, until the grave of labor. I wonder what I said to a dookie. Tell her. Stop thinking of things to do. Steal a moment, take a few. Yep. Sit back and enjoy the view. You got to learn how to lose control. Time for a change to free. I give you love like you gave to me. Well, in your mind, you say ready. In your heart you say take it slow.
Original Hugh Brown from King Tubby's Social Roots Days, you know.
Take it slow.
Bazu Bajo, as selected by Daniel Coe. And also, Martina's just rolled on in, a local millionaire. How do you say that?
Milliner. Kia ora, guys.
It's the Y that got me. I should have written it phonetically.
Yeah. It's actually hat making.
Yeah.
Millinery.
Perfect.
It's a very old craft.
And true to the prophecy, you've come in a lovely pink hat. Is this one of yours?
Yes, of course it is, with the feather accent.
Do you have name the hats and styles?
I do. This one's a custom. I'm actually selling it tomorrow. So I wear them. Each hat that I make is my favorite, and then I sell them. So I actually
just
don't
one
own
size?
A hat. Yeah. There's all different types of sizes, but hey, I put them on, I make them work. But this one's my favorite at the moment, but I'm going to have to let it go tomorrow.
Right.
Yeah.
At what point did you go, look, I want to make hats?
to tell you the truth, I saw a really fascinating documentary. It was Social Fabrics on Red Bull TV. Oh. And they had 25-minute episodes on all different types of fashion pieces, so like denim jackets, leather, and they had one on fedoras. So I saw the process of how a hat is made, and me being a regular person, I was completely unaware of the process behind making a fedora. And then when I saw it, I was like, I can do this, you know? And then I got excited and kind of just ordered anything. I had not even known how to sew before I started making hats.
Wow.
And then I ordered everything and I left it in my lounge room for about a week. I was terrified to touch it. And then when I started making hats, just put some music on, put some BFM on, and then it just happened.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
And, how long was your Macadora hats?
Yes, Macadora.
What's up with the name, and how long have you been Macadora hats for? Macadora.
So it's been nearly a year. I got all of my product in at the beginning of this year, and then I started learning. But Macadora, I mean, my last name's...
I love the hit-first approach that you've...
Yeah.
That's a shitty pun, by the way, but I do like how you've just bought all the stuff and you're like kind of like Field of Dreams.
If you build it, they will come. Of course. I just wanted to do something different, something unique. And when I felt that, when I found out there was no hat makers in Auckland, I was like, okay, this is my niche. This is what I'm going to do. So, yeah, Macadora. I mean, my last name's Macresca. If anyone wants to identity theft me, please don't. So Mac, also I'm from Macedonia. So Macedonia. M-A-K right there. And then also I heard in the 50s people that wore fedoras with feathers, they called them macaronis. So I was like, Macadora, fedora and Mac, it just goes together so perfectly.
Sounds right.
Yeah.
Sounds right. And of course, you're going to have a few hats on display tomorrow night at the Groove Sessions there at the Anthology Lounge.
Yes.
Just on that, should we slip into another tune that's kind of...
Yeah,
a hat making
like
tune. I dig it. Let's do it.
What do you listen to when you?
Oh man,
we should probably drop something like that. We'll actually talk about that while we play this Yonder Boy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, it's a really good cover of a good tune you might know.
I'm not gonna say the name of the song then.
I think you'll get it by the bass.
Let people guess. Thank you.
That is Yonder Boy right there with Riders on the Storm, of course, classic. We'll be that's the kind of vibe that we'll be playing tomorrow at the Groove Sessions, Dan.
Yeah, man, that's the one.
And I see you've got a little local fave here. We've actually interviewed this group, Thievery Corporation, and they played WOMAD. Was it last year, John?
Yeah.
Rob Garza from Thievery Corporation. He's actually really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
This is a long story. It's a short story. It was like about 11 o'clock at night before they went on. And there was no reason for him to have to do an interview with us, but he was good enough. He literally walked 500 meters up the hill and met us at this tiny little porter, you know, porter com.
He had a great jacket on, didn't he?
Chatted to us for about 10 minutes and then literally must have beelined it straight down the hill and got on stage and did this thing.
Awesome. Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. Did this thing.
This is Rob Garza from Thievery Corporation, and you're listening to Johnny and Big Hungry on 95 BFM Drive. We'll be right back.
Thievery Corporation right there. Good times, good times. And yeah, tomorrow night down there at Anthology Lounge, there's also going to be a silent hat auction via Makadora Hats. Mm-hmm. I don't think I've ever been in a silent auction. Basically, you like chuck a bid in and you've got the highest bid, right?
Yep, yep. So I've got numbers on the hats. They're going to refer the numbers to some sheets of paper with the bids. So they write their name, their contact, and the bid that they want to put on. And by the end of the night, if you haven't been outbid, I'm going to hand deliver it to you guys on the weekend. So this weekend coming.
All right. So, yeah. What about head size? Is it just kind of like you could probably try it on and just make sure you're good?
Yeah. So I do custom hats. So I measure the heads of the customers. And then from that, I've got hat blocks that are specific to each size. And I block it on, steam it and shape it, and then accessorize it on top. So if someone...
Sometimes set it on fire as well.
Yes, definitely. Distressing. It's the funnest thing to do to a hat. It's like taking this beautiful thing that you've just created and setting it on fire and kind of hoping that it's going to turn out the way you want it to. But
I did the same thing with marijuana.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be awesome just for people to see the process that goes into making a hat. It will be sick. So hopefully people can come down and enjoy and try some hats on. And if there isn't a hat in their size that works out for them, then they could just put a custom order in and I make it specific to their head.
What's the randomest? Have you had any super random orders yet? Anyone with like a freaky large head? Maybe this hat's for a dog, but you don't know. You should make the hat and carry on.
Yeah, I mean, the last order we had was from New York, and this guy was just obsessed with feathers, and, you know, he asked us to put a couple of feathers on the hats, and I was like, yeah, cool. But I like it when people are extreme. I like when they're out of the box. It makes my job fun.
How do you post a hat, by the way?
That's the difficult part.
Is it
part.
Like a giant, I'm thinking a giant box.
Giant box with lots of, you know, stuff compressing it in there to make sure that it's in one piece. But postage is the hardest thing because I chose the wrong product to post because it's huge.
Yeah.
So,
but that's also meant that you're making them here so people can buy your hat instead of buying it from somewhere.
I prefer to sell to people in Auckland. I mean, I have some buyers in Australia and across the world, but it is really difficult to send. And, you know, what if I send it and they measure their head wrong and it's not their size? You know, that's worst case scenario. But here it's awesome because I just deliver it to someone's house, measure their head, make the hat, and then, yeah.
Just so in case nobody's been near a computer, how will we explain the style of these hats?
They are fedoras.
Fedora.
Yeah.
Right.
So fedoras have different
types
of styles.
It's like a low-key kind of cowboy situation. I think Neil deGrasse Tyson started wearing these style hats. Yeah, he just got a hat. I saw him having a conversation, and he was really proud of his hat.
Yeah?
Like, nice one,
Neil deGrasse. Got a big ass. But, it is fedoras, but anything really with felt. So, like I said, I'm experimenting with felt beanies at the moment, so trying to create a beanie like the one you're wearing with felt. Mm-hmm. So, really, you can make anything with felt. I can even cut the size down and make it almost like a snapback, but with felt. So, I love the experimenting.
What's going on, John? You're peering. Nice pair that you got there.
I was getting texts saying, what's this bloody song? What's this bloody song? So
there you go.
So what's just that? Theory Corporation.
Yeah. It's a great track.
I'm looking right now at Kerangbin. Should we drop this little bit of Kerangbin and more of a taste of the music that'll be happening
tomorrow? Yeah.
Everybody loves Kerangbin, eh?
Yes.
Karangbin, eh? Cute as hell, Karangbin. Welcome back. You're with What's Cooking. We are here with Daniel Coe and Miss Macadora, aka Martina. Yeah, see how I wrote that down.
Yeah.
Dan, give us a full wrap up of what's happening tomorrow night for everybody if they're keen to come out for like a slippery lounge situation.
Oh, yeah. So we're running the Groove Sessions. So it's like a nice platform for local artists to showcase their thing that they love doing. So there'll be obviously this super awesome hat exhibition and silent auction and some live hat making to come see.
Mm-hmm.
You can actually come see how
there's gonna be fire.
A hat is made.
Mm-hmm. I've been told there's going to be actual fire.
Oh yeah, she's going to light hats on fire.
Definitely. We had to get approval from the fire brigade, so...
Can I bring my own hat and get that distressed, or is that not an option?
I can do that. I can actually do that, honestly. I didn't even think of that. Please bring it in.
Okay, sorry.
I'll distress it, no worries.
You can distress anything you want.
My beanie's already quite vintage, actually.
So yeah, there's going to be this hat exhibition. We're also going to have some visual artists come through from Morgan Laboratories. This guy does the most incredible projection mapping I've ever seen. There's a baby grand piano down there that he's going to light up with 2 million colours and...
Excuse me, how many colours?
About the million and a half.
That's quite a lot of colours.
It's quite a lot, like more colours than I can imagine.
But the situation is the projector like just only projects on the whatever you want it to.
Yeah, so he somehow worked out how to like draw out the projector.
I'm excited.
And have the piano completely glowing and morphing.
Wow.
Without anything else.
Art on art on art.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
So much art.
That's awesome.
So yeah, come check out what Morgan Laboratories has been cooking up. It's super interesting stuff. We got a whole bunch of music happening as well. So we've got three DJs playing. DJ Refraction is gonna be starting from 8 p.m. He's playing some nice loungy jazz tunes, everyone.
Hat music.
Yeah,
hat music. Come check out.
Hat music, definitely.
It's going to be fantastic.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to be playing as Mellow Tact from 10 p.m. with a couple live musicians over the top of the DJ mix I'll be doing for a few hours. We've got a musician, Seb Soto, coming through. He plays in a band called Hot Knives. They've just released a new EP and a couple singles and things. They're doing some cool things recently.
I actually just checked out
Sib's track that he's released recently.
Yeah, he's done some fantastic solo stuff as well. It's like really cool, man. He's also played in that Stay Foolish, which is something in itself, man. It's real cool. And Hungary, you're going to come down.
I'll be playing electric guitar and a lot of effects pedals.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be slippery. I'm looking forward to it. Wonderful. One of my favorite things to do is to play guitar along to slick beats.
Awesome, man. And we're going to have one of my favorite DJs, S-Low, playing after me. He's going to take us through from about midnight onwards. And he plays super, super nice, slow electronic beats. It's going to be a bit weird, but a good kind of weird.
It's
going to
be awesome.
From what I've heard, Anthology Lounge is looking really nice at the moment.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Like, it's like a 50s lounge. It's got the round seats, you know, the cushiony seats.
Sounds
special.
Yeah.
It's
like purple booths you can sit out. When you can, I don't know, you fit like 10 people in there.
And it's kicking off at 8 o'clock and going till late. And
oh, very
it's
late.
Fucking free.
It is free.
Well, by the way, everyone.
Yeah.
And it was the first hat exhibition in Auckland. Ever.
Oh, yeah.
Slight upgrade.
I thought I dropped that.
No, it's good. It's good.
Yeah, you should come check it out because, yeah, it's a relatively new music venue. Place is looking lush.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not going to take any money off you. Just come down, have a look, see what local artists are doing.
Nice one.
So that's at 375 on K Road. It's opposite Coco's Cantina. I'm sure you know where
there
that
you go.
Is.
Vintage old Coco's.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hey, Daniel, thanks so much, mate. Been a pleasure.
Yeah, anytime, man.
Martina, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
And keep up the craft.
Thank you.
Right on. We go out on this Richard Dorfmeister.
Mm. Yeah, old Kruder and Dorfmeister, one of my favorite tunes.
High Noon. Thanks, team.
Big Hungry, pull down this track. Let's sign off and get out of the way for the top 10.
You caught me with a record out of its sleeve, John.
Let's go. Please,
just
go.
Eyes front.
Let's make this quick. We don't even have time for what's in the system.
Don't make it sound so sad. Just do a nice goodbye and then carry on.
That's what's cooking.
Oh, no. Oh, right. That. Yeah. Okay. I'll get rid of that.
No. Because I have to podcast it. Don't get rid of it.
Fucking hell.
Ding. That was What's Cooking on 95 BFM.